BNS at 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Friday, December 8th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It is like a plus 11 for a high today, I think, in Calgary. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I love living here.
My boyfriend lives in Saskatoon, and he keeps going like, what the hell is going on with your weather over there? As they're in the deep freeze and, you know.
I've seen people on motorcycles today, people in convertibles.
The other day, there were girls walking around in shorts.
Yeah.
I actually plan to, after work today, go and sit on a patio.
Very nice. Who's open?
Well... The bar is just down the street, like National and the Ship. They always keep their patios open, and if it's even remotely warm enough, people will be sitting out there. So I'm gonna go take a look and see if anybody is later.
That's something that if you're not from Calgary, if you're not from a place that gets the kind of warm up days that we do, like the Chinooks, it would sound insane.
Yeah,
just gonna open up the patio in the middle of the winter.
But every restaurant here purposely does not get rid of their patio furniture. Like it's always ready to go because we get these Chinooks, and they all know it, so they'll just wait.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the best. Good. Like, we're, what, 3 weeks from Christmas and you're going to be sitting on a patio?
I know.
We've been updating Christmas carols to be more... Come on. Old habits die hard.
Holiday carols. Holiday. Okay.
To be more politically correct for today. And today's, I think, is probably the most offensive of all the Christmas carols.
Well, we've been listening to a lot of these lately, and all of a sudden we're like, you know, you hear these and you go, oh my God, what?
That was our reaction to hearing this one.
Oh, so this is a new level.
We had some work to do on today's.
Yeah.
It's Christmas carols for 2017.
Holiday.
Non-racial Christmas.
I have never even thought about how problematic the line "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas" is. Just like the ones I used to know.
Like, oh my God!
Before minorities were enfranchised. I'm dreaming of an ethnically diverse cultural mosaic melting pot of a Christmas.
Equal opportunity, visual minorities. Don't forget those. You'd include all that.
White Christmas? Oh. What is this? Some kind of neo-Nazi anthem? What is this?
I'm going to feel so awkward now every time I hear this damn song. Like, I'm like,
as a white person?
I know.
Oh, yeah. A white Christmas, hey? You would like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's a white Christmas around here.
X92.9.
Yesterday, we were talking about the legality of growing a marijuana plant in a rental unit.
Yes.
And whether or not the landlord can deny you from doing that.
Yes, because once marijuana becomes legal, you will be allowed to grow, I think it's 4 plants in your house. So, of course, then we were asking, is that okay if you're renting, right? Mm-hmm. Or should your landlord be able to control if you grow or not?
You had a house plant and you killed it, didn't you? Stempin' Tom Connors?
Yeah. Do you have to bring that? Like, it's Friday. It's a sensitive topic still. Yes, Stempin' Tom Connors. He passed away.
What happened to him?
Okay, so he was an outdoor plant, and he was one of those ones that, like, sits outdoors. And then when the winter came, well, he died because he's meant for warmer weather, obviously, and he was too overgrown to bring into my house, so I couldn't have him live in there. So he died naturally. This is what happens. It's just... It's part of the seasons.
You left them out there to die.
When you have flowers and stuff, they die in the winter. This is the part of living in Canada that we have to deal with. It was devastating, though. I also had Spin Mitchell, my spider.
Spin Mitchell and then Spinaya Twain?
Spinaya Twain as well. So, yes, we've been through a lot. I like to name my things Canadian musician names, right? Or rock bands or whatever.
So if you do decide to grow a weed plant
which
that you're eventually going to kill...
I will name it.
What will you name it?
Oh, man. Well, okay, so one of them would be maybe a Cannabis Morissette. I was thinking could be the name of one
That's
of my...
That's really, really good.
Yeah.
Our Lady G's.
Yeah. Justin Reefer as well. Hello, Justin.
I have two here. Either Paul Danka or Dank O. Jones.
Amazing. Amazing. Sarah McCoughlin, maybe? I don't know.
Smelly Furtado?
Yes. That's a good
one.
Like
that one?
Yeah. I like that one. I think that's my favorite. This one's a bit of a stretch, but Kaufman Toker Overdrive? Nope.
Bit of a stretch.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Bruce Slowburn.
That's if they're twins. Bruce Slowburn. Yes. Bruce Slowburn. Yes. Okay, so Bruce Slowburn, I like. A Cannabis Morissette, I like.
It's what just- about Gordon Lighthoot?
Gordon. Well, that wins. Gordon Lighthoot it is.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I saw this list of the most popular beer in each state. In, of course, the U.S. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I got to thinking about Canada and perhaps the most popular drink that we would have in each province.
Yeah, because the most popular beer is probably going to be something like Coors Light or Canadian, just by volume in each province, right? But
So I was thinking like drinks as a whole, you know?
All drinks. Mm-hmm. What would be each province's provincial drink?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was thinking for Alberta, for example, shots purchased by somebody celebrating their first day out of camp would obviously, that would be the provincial drink here, right?
Bought by somebody else, and that person is throwing around a ton of money.
Yeah, yeah, like it drives up the you know, average there. So
BC is going to be some organic, gluten-free, non-GMO, ethical beer. It's made one bottle at a time in some hippie's bathtub in order to minimize its carbon footprint. Something like that.
They're like dreadlocks mix it. Yeah, for sure. That would be BC. Nova Scotia, Swish.
Swish, yeah. Newfoundland, Screech.
Yeah, yeah. PEI would be potato vodka, of course.
These are all like greasy home concoctions. So New Brunswick, just like some other form of moonshine, I suppose.
Yep, definitely. Definitely.
Up north in the territories, I'm thinking, I don't even know if it's available there, but Everclear, because the alcohol content is so high and it won't freeze.
Genius.
And also, those people are hard, and I feel like if anybody could slam back straight Everclear, it's going to be the people who live in the territories.
No, that makes perfect sense. You know, you have to numb the cold somehow, and with straight Everclear, that'll help.
That makes you feel a little bit alive.
A little bit tingly in your fingers.
What about your home province of Ontario?
Ontario's is actually the toughest one, I think, but I was thinking perhaps a six-pack, because they call themselves the Six, and of course...
Oh, in Toronto, the Six?
...revolves around Toronto, the Six...
Mm-hmm. Well, my home province of Saskatchewan has to be Pilsner, but I'm going to say Pilsner with a dart butt floating in it because you set it down at a party and somebody ashed in it. That's happened before.
That's a good one. For Quebec, I was thinking just something with lots of bitters in it.
It doesn't matter what.
Just bitter.
Just lots of bitter.
Just a whole bunch of bitter. Sorry.
What's left? Manitoba?
Manitoba.
Okay, I'm going to say a Slurpee with cheap vodka in it, stirred with a knife, stirred with a shiv.
From your shoe.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Here's something that you will very rarely hear us do, and that's mention another station in town by name.
Yeah, but we're taking exception today because there's an on-air team just down the street who've been on the Calgary airwaves together for 25 years and are about to retire.
Don and Joanne from Don, Joanne, and the Coach of XL103. It is their last day, and they're kind of iconic in the city.
Mm.
And we think it's important to pay respects to the people who came before you, who paved the way.
Yeah.
So we're going to call them up here.
XL.
Good morning. We're looking for Don and Joanne.
Right here.
Don and Joanne, it's Beckler and Shauna from X92.9 calling. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Really good. We just wanted to call because we've heard it's your last day on the air.
What?
It is?
Huh? Oh. What? You're kidding.
I don't think we've ever met in person, but we just wanted to congratulate you guys on remarkable careers.
Aren't you guys the sweetest? Thank you so much.
25 years, is that correct, on the Calgary Airwaves?
Yeah. That is it.
Yes. Yeah, well, more than that, but we've, you know... Joanne's been at a couple other stations, and I have too, but together we're 25 years.
That is amazing. That's something that we can only aspire to do here.
Will you guys still get up early, or are you going to be sleeping in now?
No.
I'm sleeping in till 6.
Are you talking about PM or AM? I'm not sure.
Really? Well, tonight it might be until, 7 PM.
Any advice for young broadcasters to stretch a career out like you guys have? Because I don't know if a lot of people know, but it's very rare to be on the air as long as you have. Most people get weeded out.
And be as successful as you guys have been.
Joanne's 35 years and I'm 55 years.
Yeah, it's been a long run. But you just have to work well with lots of different people and speak your mind. And best of all, we're working and I'm working with two of my best friends.
That's awesome.
That helps, eh?
Yeah.
And stay on the air as long as you can.
And one more thing, don't sleep with your co-host.
Well, I'm married, and Shauna is in a long-term relationship, so I think we're okay.
I think we're safe.
I've been trying to keep coaching and Dawn apart for all these years.
Or don't do it more than once, anyway.
Well, congratulations, you guys. Enjoy your much-needed rest here. So,
thank you.
You guys are so sweet. Thank you. That means a lot.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So technically, they would be our competition. They're another radio station in town, but also not really.
No.
We wouldn't share a lot of listeners, I don't think.
No. And it's funny because, you know, in radio, you're basically said, you're told, you shouldn't be talking, obviously, about other stations.
Yeah.
Because you are trying to compete against them. But again, today's an exception.
Yeah, and they play classic hits. Would there even be a single song that our playlists would share?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of, like, the oldest songs that we play. Like, yeah, we play some old stuff from, like, the Ramones. That would be a... And I don't think they would play the Ramones, right?
So, no. No, so yeah, very different types of stations, but they seem awesome.
I know, it seems like people in our line of work have a shelf life.
Yeah.
You kind of age yourself out of relevance and off the air.
Yep.
And so to see someone like Dawn and Joanne who have managed to, you know, keep making money and keep entertaining people for that long, like that's the dream.
It is.
That's the goal.
That's the radio dream right there, to die on the air.
That's my plan, to die on, like, actually die on the air, like mid-break. Just, and I'm gone. And everyone's like, oh, there he goes. He said it was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll all just, like, stand up and clap. No one will come and check on you. They'll all just be like, you had a good run, guys.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Here we go. It's the most important part of this entire radio program all week long.
Yes.
It's the Friday morning pizza chat.
I'm dreaming of a world.
Oh, my.
Pizza, just like
a white pizza.
I
don't even know what that means.
No, I don't know either.
The pizza chat songs don't have to make sense. They just have to be about pizza. What are we talking about today, Shauna?
Did you hear? This is what dreams are made of, Beckler. About how Pizza Hut, okay, is now going to offer delivery of wine and beer as well.
Pizza Hut doesn't... Well, I guess they do sell beer, don't they? Mm. In the restaurant.
Yeah.
But they're not like... is the driver going to stop?
I think it's all going to be one. They're going to test it out. So they obviously have to get a license, right? To be able to order or deliver this to you. But that's what they want to do. They want to be able to deliver you your pizza with an alcoholic beverage as well.
And this is in Canada or the States?
It's the States right now. But they want if it's successful, expand it beyond that into everywhere. So I am very excited and hopeful about this.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
That is my dream, right? To be able to get pizza and a beer, that's the perfect combination.
That's a little Friday night you got going on right there.
I know. It's a party.
In that vein, what is your favorite beverage to accompany your pizza?
You know, and it's tough. I think a beer is my favorite beverage to have with a pizza.
Even though it's kind of heavy?
Yeah.
I mean, a beer is going to limit the amount of pizza that you can eat.
Which is sometimes for the best. You know, you don't want to always overindulge in pizza. So beer kind of levels you out a little bit. You have some beer, you have some pizza. What about you?
I would say a diet soda pop, maybe. A diet cola.
Yes.
Type of tasty cola beverage.
Right. There are non-alcoholic options. That's a good one.
Or, and I'm afraid to say this out loud because I think people are going to judge me for it, but... I like a nice glass of milk with my pizza.
You're a monster. You are. That's what's a milk?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It just like neutralizes the flavors of the pizza.
That's what serial killers do. That is 100% what serial killers do, Beckler. There's no milk with pizza, okay?
You know, if I'm ever on trial, they're going to present that as evidence,
yes,
aren't they?
I will. I'm keeping 8/12 on December 8th, 2017. Beckler
the defendant just admitted to eating pizza with milk.
He's obviously killed people.
Where the cheese is white and the sauce is white. Is also
my God.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Tomorrow night is our company Christmas party.
Yeah, it's gonna be dangerous. We always like to do something though where we place bets on who's gonna be the most drunk.
We have a draft.
We do.
It's a snake draft, like, actually.
Yeah, very, very important, very official. We go through this with the on-air staff and we try and figure out who will be the drunkest every time.
And the woman who won last year is pregnant this year.
Yeah, I won. She was my horse. And she's pregnant, so she's not going to be drinking, obviously. So she's out this year. So I'm not sure who's going to take it this year.
She was also the person who planned the party. So I wonder if she was just like, I've put a lot of effort into this. I'm going to take advantage of it. Mm. I'm going to get crazy.
Who else helped plan the party, I wonder? If there is somebody, I'd put my hope, maybe bet on them this year.
Well, the front runners right now, I think, in my opinion, maybe I shouldn't be sharing my scouting reports with you, but I think either Mark or Millions from X Afternoons.
I know. I was going to say, X Afternoons are the surefire. Whoever gets first and second pick are probably going to be good.
There's about 14 years age difference between them, but they're both, they share the fact that they could both drink. They both like to drink.
Yes. Yes. They both like to get a little carried away sometimes. It happens to both of them. It hits them like surprise. And yeah, so I think they're a good bet.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to do that later today. Were you picked last year?
I don't think I was.
I don't think I was either.
Which is horse crap. Oh, I thought somebody picked you just because it was like, is it a night out from the family, right?
Yeah,
because actually, then you go full bachelor.
We do have somebody watching the boys, so it's not a bad school of thought picking me.
No, right.
I always say, especially like picking a mom who doesn't have that responsibility for the night.
A mom away from her kids on a night out is definitely a good bet.
Especially a group of moms.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I think it's even worse than like an 18th birthday.
I think so. It's worse than a bachelorette. Women getting away from their families. It's worse, yeah.
The other thing about Christmas party season that I like is that, or I shouldn't say I like, it's the only time of the year that you hear the word chits, cab chits. If your company pays for your cab ride home, get a little voucher that they refer to as a chit.
Yes. It sounds like a bad word. Every time I hear it, I'm like, excuse, what did you just
say? Where are the chits? I hate that word, chits. No one ever says it is a real word. I looked it up.
Yeah.
It's not a voucher.
Yeah.
It's not a token.
But nobody says it until it's Christmas party season when everybody busts them out, right? Yeah. To give all their employees. It's part of the Christmas party package. It's like, yes, you can come and have fun with us and then obviously don't drink and drive. Here's your chit.
Come grab your chits.
I need a chit.
Where are the chits?
X 92.9.
Do the states have the same pride that we do for the provinces? And I ask this because it's a big thing right now in Alberta, for example, to have the YYC, our airport code. There's a lot of companies that are local that have that. There's like the born and raised in Alberta shirts. There's all this stuff that really like, you know, makes you own the province that you're from or at least are living.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it's not even just true of Alberta. Like there are clothing companies from BC that talk about how great BC is, Saskatchewan, even like all those, that East Coast lifestyle that you see people around here wearing.
Yep. Ontario, like 4 years ago, I remember when I first left, they had like the 416 and they were just owning that because that was one of the area codes there and everything. And it's something that, the entire country is kind of doing right now. And it's really cool to see.
It is. Cause like when I grew up, people were kind of like embarrassed to be from Saskatchewan, or at least it seemed that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that way anymore. People have pride with everywhere they're from.
Yeah.
And you're wondering if the United States has the same thing on a state level.
Yeah.
Like I would guess yes.
Okay.
Because they're a union of states.
Right.
Right. And there would be states that where people would like, I think for example, a lot of Texans would consider themselves Texan before American.
For sure.
Almost. And I've heard the same thing about Newfoundland here. It was the last province to join Canada. And I've heard that there are people in Newfoundland that consider themselves Newfoundlanders first and Canadians second.
Well, we do know this about Quebec as well.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Because, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't really see this like Kentucky born and raised type stuff. But of course, I also don't have a ton of friends from Kentucky that I obviously can see what they're wearing or what's going on there.
Think about college football.
And that's what I'm wondering. If they associate with the college football teams.
Yeah,
right?
Or even college basketball, how intensely loyal fans are of their colleges.
Yeah.
I'm an Alabama man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And of course, patriotism in the States is huge. So I'm assuming that you'd have that, you know, individually with each state as well.
National patriotism, yeah. And I'm sure, it would definitely translate to a state level, I'm sure. And you might hear it more like people who are super pumped to be from California, whereas maybe Idahoans aren't as loud and proud, or North Dakotans.
Well, this is what I wonder, right? Like, you always hear, as you said, like, SoCal, like, people who are from there,
yeah,
or New
Cali,
York
man.
City, you, those NYC shirts are everywhere, but it's a little bit different from the Iowas and the...
from Great Falls.
Yeah, yeah. The New Mexicos, huh?
Yeah, New Mexico. What are some of the other ones people... Maryland?
Yeah. I'm from Maryland!
I'm from Delaware!
Born and raised!
Delaware, baby!
Yeah!
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative X. X929. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x929.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 minutes or less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.